A record high yesterday. I think the heat index will be above 100. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10% today, maybe 20% on Saturday. Still very hot tomorrow with a high around 96. Then on Sunday with a high around 93, we've got scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. All of this depending largely on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $24.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Welcome back into News and Views. It's now time for a quick business break.
Business break.
Quick business break. We have Jerry Todd from the Kickback Ranch. Hey, Jerry, how are you doing?
How are you doing?
How's it going, man?
Good. Hey, we've got the Jack, Joy, and Jerry show.
Yeah, three J's. I like this. You've got an awesome event. I mean, you're just off air telling Jack about what's going on at the Kickback Ranch. I love generally what's going on, as what you're describing.
Well, we kind of got us a little hidden gem down in South Montgomery County, right before you go across into the Crenshaw County part of the country. But we call the Kickback Ranch. We've got cabins and cottages. We've got an RV park down there. We've got an event center, and we got a lot of things going on right now. And
I didn't know this. The people come down there and move there.
They live.
And they live there. It's a permanent resident.
We got some permanent residents that moved in our 55 plus and also in our RV park. We got some of our folks at Maxwell have moved out there in our RV park. They're staying full time with us, you know. And of course, then we've got cottages and cabins that we can rent for the weekend for people to come down and just spend a weekend, spend a week with us, you know. Get away from the hustle and bustle of the city and come out and hang out at the Kickback Ranch.
So if I were to bring my restless dog syndrome and come down there for the weekend.
Your restless dog syndrome, and I can help you with that, Jack. Is the reason because you have him shut up in the house?
No, he's at daycare every day.
He's at daycare every day.
But I had him at home all day yesterday.
We got 100-plus acres down there, and if you let him come down there and run this 100-plus acres, and you follow him around. Now, don't be like one lady. We got one lady in there. Her name's BB, and she has a dog, and she takes him walking every day with her golf cart. Of course, the dog don't ever get out of the golf cart. And I wonder sometimes, you catch her riding down the road, she got a dog in the golf cart. I said, you taking your dog out for a walk? She said, yep. And he never leaves the golf cart.
That's hilarious.
That is really neat. Yeah. And tell me what's going on. Aren't you having a big deal coming up?
We do. This weekend's a big weekend for us, starting Sunday.
Okay, tell us what's going on.
We got our 1 year anniversary. We've been in business now for just about a year. Kind of kicked things off last year, and this year we had it on the 11th last year. We moved it away from 9/11, moved to the 15th.
Okay.
Kind of kicked things off on the 15th for our 1 year anniversary. We're going to open up about 12 o'clock. We're going to cook, and people get out of church, they can come, they can eat, they can stay with us. We've got a full water park, really. Not a water park, but we got a pool. We got a double slide. You can come go down the hill into the. And so, I mean, we've got water activities for people to do. We got five lakes. They can come fish if they want to.
Dadgum.
We got volleyball courts. We got basketball courts. They can come just enjoy themselves all day long. You know, we got some people who are going to. Richard Honnell, who's a good friend of mine, he's going to be doing a little gospel music for those who are getting out of church and want a little bit more of it. They can come and eat lunch. And old Richard's going to be singing to them. And then about 3 o'clock, Kai Todd, who's my son, him and Chase. Going to be playing. They're going to pick and sing for us a little bit. Cool. Chase Duncan, they're going to pick about 5 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, River Dan is going to kick things off.
Have they been any drinking there?
That's if you want to bring your own. It's optional, bring your own. But, you know, yeah, we if you want to have something, we're not going to kick you out because you have a beer or something. So,
do people need to, like, purchase anything beforehand, register beforehand?
They can bring it. Now, for the anniversary, no. Just showing up.
Just a free party.
Just to show up. It's not quite free. We're charging them. It's like, you know, $10 to come enjoy the band and stuff like that. And just a little bit more if you want to buy the water band. You can just buy the water band. You're there all day long for all the activities that are going on with the bands and everything. And then Monday morning, we're going to kick things off. We got a very special guest coming in, Scott Schober. Okay. He is a cybersecurity expert, he's been on CNN. He's a Fox News affiliate. He's been he's worked with these people coming in talking about, you know, the skimming that's going on. You know, people are trying to protect their credit card information, their personal information. And we're going to open this up to our community. We thought, well, he was coming down for law enforcement. He's coming down for some folks at the Alabama Petroleum Contractors Association. They're going to be there on Tuesday. All that's for law enforcement. They've got the CIA coming in. He's going to be having a class for them. But Monday. It's kind of for our people in our community. Some of our elderly folks who have been getting phone calls, you know, been getting scammed. So this guy comes in. He kind of teaches them, you know, listen, here's what to look for. If somebody's calling your house, you know, look for these key components right here. Here's the red flags going up. Notice, you know, and these people out here. And so he's going to be trying to help some of our seniors and some of our people in our community. So it's like $15 for seniors to come in on Monday. They have a meal. And we call it a lunch and learn session. So they can come in about 11 o'clock. We're going to get things kicked off on Monday for our local people. So for Scott Schober, who's going to be coming in for us.
Tell us where you are and how to get there.
We are in, I like to say, the community of Ada. Now, our address is Raymer.
I had a great aunt that lived in Ada.
Yeah. See, but your address is Raymer. It's kind of like me. I live in Pillala.
Uh-huh.
But see, my mailing address is Hope Hull.
Okay.
And back in our day, Jack, softball was big in our communities down there. So if you lived in Pillala, you played for Pillala. If you lived in Hope Hull, you played for Hope Hull. Snowden, Cantaloupe, Pinedale, you played for one of those teams.
How about Strata?
No, we didn't play on Strata.
There were only like three people there.
That's right. But anyway, you know, we were in the community of Ada, which is just right off 331.
It's where Underwood Store was, right?
Right there. In fact, we own the old Underwood Store, and we're refurbishing and fixing
it. My great aunt lived like, her name was Ethelene Bell.
Okay.
Her.
She lived right there in the area.
Right in the area.
Yep, Wayne Brackeen lived down there in the area. The, so anyway, we're refurbishing the old store. We're going to keep it alive. And so
that's really cool.
All the property's at right there. When you turn 94 goes to Raymer. If you're on 331, turn left, that goes to Raymer. But if you just turn to the right, Union Academy, Ada Road.
Okay.
So that's where we're at, just about 20 minutes off the bypass.
That's great.
So the big celebration, the anniversary, 1 year on Sunday.
On Sunday.
And then on Monday.
Scott Schober.
From 11 to 4, really.
11 to about 3 o'clock. Yeah, we're going to have that for our community, you know.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, he's going to be there as well for another lunch and learn session. But that's, you know, law enforcement and stuff of that.
I'm looking at some of the topics he's going to cover, and it's very important. I mean, like things like basic financial spring cleaning.
Right.
I mean, that's very smart. And also, my grandfather's gotten some of these calls. Some of them are just so nasty. Like, they'll call up and go, "Hey, Grandpa, how you doing?" And my grandfather's fairly wise to this. He goes, "What's your name?"
Yeah.
No, you know me, Grandpa's like, yeah, I do know who my grandson is. I don't know you.
That is hilarious.
It's crazy what they try to do.
I went down to the sheriff's department the other day and was talking to Chief Murphy about it and telling him what we had going on, and some of his personnel come down and be a part of it and everything. He says, you know, it's funny you come by here. He said, the other day I went home, and he says, walked in the house, Dad said, "Hey, your mom's on the phone with somebody. You might as well go in and check on her." His mother was on the phone. This guy was saying, "Listen, we got your son in jail. And if you want to get him out, here's what it's going to cost."
So
And this is the chief. They were sitting there. And so he got on the phone with him, you know. And so he says, "Listen, I'm her son." He said, "Well, you know, you have no part of this." He said, "I need to talk to your mom." He says, no, you need to talk to me now because I am the chief deputy for the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department. Next thing I heard was a click. So it was kind of wild, you know, that they're calling. But that's what they do. They're just trying to hack the most vulnerable people they possibly can.
Exactly. And information is key. Information is a good weapon against these scoundrels.
It is.
So, folks, take advantage of this. Again, it's Monday, September 16th.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do.
Tell us how to get to it.
It's just Facebook, Kickback Ranch.
Kickback Ranch.
And also in our, we also have a website, kickbackranch.net.
Okay.
And you can find out everything about our ranch. Check out the beautiful photos that we have and the cabins that we have.
Where'd you come up with this idea? You're a gray-headed guy, and you thought there was a need for this, and obviously there is.
I was listening to the radio, and I could hear Jack Campbell talking, and I knew that he probably needed a safe place to live.
And I think, yeah, definitely.
So Jack and I were about the same, man. We're close. Yeah. I have a brother probably about your age. And I heard you talking about the Dairy Delight, and I can remember the days when Lee Lanier played, and it was bigger than Auburn and Alabama.
What's your brother's name?
Jimmy.
Okay.
And he graduated from Lanier. Yeah. You went to...
Yeah, I did. I graduated in 73.
Okay, so you graduated in 73?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, you and I are the same age. My brother's much older than you and I did. I graduated in 73 from Hooper.
Okay.
But anyway, the Dairy Delight was a big thing back in those days when Lee Lanier would meet the night before the game on a Thursday night. I mean, went down there one time just as a little kid, kind of curious about it. And here they were on the Atlanta Highway.
Gaylord Yang.
Yeah, and they'd have one bunch of Lanier folks over here and the Lee folks over here, and they'd holler back the little war cries, you know, the poet's pen, you know.
It was pretty vicious back then.
It was. And then all of a sudden you see a bottle fly across the top of the crowd, and then there'd be a little small skirmish over here. It was pretty wild back in the
day. My brother came home one night from the Dairy Delight. God knows where he'd been before that, but he had a bloody chin. Some guy went to Lee, and I know his name, and I won't say it on the air, but hit him and... with his class ring, my father thought he'd been shot.
But it's all in good fun back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You
know, good fun rivalry.
Pull out a gun or a knife.
Right.
They just fought for a little bit and then went home, had the football game the next day, you know, the next night. So it was all real good.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you stopping by, and I hope folks take you up on this.
I hope they do.
I'm going to come down there and check it out.
Well, you need to. You need to come Sunday.
Okay.
Just come down Sunday.
All right.
On me.
All right.
On the house.
All right, I appreciate that.
Jack Campbell.
Yes, sir.
And bring your lazy dog with you.
Well, I'll bring the old shiftless. One he isn't is lazy, I'll tell you that. But.
Folks, check it out. Go to the Kickback Ranch. Just search that on Facebook. Yes. You'll be able to find
on Facebook,
real quick.
KickbackRanch.net if you got a computer.
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you, guys. The J&J Show continues
on. Thank you.
Holy appreciate it.
Macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you. Or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's deer feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. 30 to noon, the feedlot in Pike Road.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack. It's the, what is it, 10-18, something like that?
Yeah, that's about exactly right. That was good visiting with Jerry there.
Yeah, I mean, I love what he's doing down there. Yeah. That Gloria Gaynor, she's something else. I love this song.
It's been covered. Do you know the Cake cover of this?
No.
That's really good, too.
Is it?
They curse in the song, though, so we can't play it.
Oh, dadgum.
But it's so good. This song's been covered so many times, and for good reason. We will survive, folks. The world keeps on spinning. The news day, the news cycle keeps on churning.
Yeah. There's a lot of it. You know, because I grew up in the days when there was three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and as I get older, I'm thinking, how much did they filter to the news back then? You know, like they do now.
I mean,
CNN will be a blatant story about an FBI guy who was one of the higher-ups, and they just won't even cover the story. How much was being covered up over the years that television has been in existence?
I think it's worse than people realize or remember, because you only had the big three.
Well, you trusted Walter Cronkite.
Right.
You trusted Huntley and Brinkley, and you trusted Peter Jennings and those guys.
Well, and there has been plenty of points in history in this nation where the press was straight up political, kind of how it is today and was back then, like the pamphleteers and different partisan outlets owning newspapers outright, and they were explicitly, you know, Democrats or Republicans or, you know, the Temperance Party, these sorts of things that were going on. And then you went through, especially around the war and after, there was this we'll have the imprimatur of objectivity. Like, we are objective journalists, and we're very, very serious.
Well, the New York Times has certainly proven itself in the last 10 years. I mean, how horrible they are.
I have to say, the Washington Post, I've said this before, has the most obnoxious subheading now. Democracy dies in darkness.
Well, I mean, how about hyperbolic?
Oh,
for God's sake.
Goodness. It's just absurd. Now, there are two different directions we could go. You know, talking about we will survive, I will survive, you will survive. There's something that's been going on in this country, Jack. I don't know if you're aware of it. I'm sure you are, though. It's an epidemic. And so I want to ask you this question before I, go into what people already know.
Yeah.
As everybody knows, you've been going through some of your own health struggles, and you've come past it, through it with flying colors, I believe. It's not been easy, I'm sure. It's still not easy, but you're here.
You're
surviving. You're above ground, so it's a good day.
As people say, it's better to be seen than viewed.
But I'm wondering, before you had to do the surgery, all these things.
Yeah.
Without going into the dirty details, were you, I hate to ask this, were you vaping?
Yes.
Wait, you were vaping before all this happened?
I'm a vapor. So hardly
you,
north.
You need to report this to the CDC.
I never saw the, of course, I never smoked, so I never saw the attraction of vaping.
Right.
So, but I see people doing it all the time. And I mean, they'll suck it in, and what they blow out is a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It's more than a puff of a cigarette.
Well, no, actually, I was reading about it last night, and apparently in a just an average cigarette, 7,000 different chemicals. In a vaporizer, it's usually nowhere near that much. And really, the process of vaping, like it turns the liquid, the e-liquid, into a vapor, that process isn't dangerous. That's been shown thus far for over a decade. This has been happening in the UK and the United States. What is a worry and what people think are causing these illnesses is that people are getting either illicit black market items or they're trying to make their own and they're doing a very poor job and they're putting the wrong types of chemicals. So these microparticles get in people's lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst case scenario is lungs collapse. And so they have to reinflate the lungs. Some people died. Though the reason I asked you that silly question, did you vape before all your health issues, yeah. is one of the guys who died, I believe, had like all sorts of chronic health issues. And he also vaped. And
did
so
they take his leg off?
I don't believe they did. I don't think he's not that tough of a customer. But it's like, okay, out of ignorance, the CDC and them are trying to ban flavored e-cigarettes that have, again, been around for a decade without any issues. And it makes me want to ask, especially with kids.
Yeah.
Like, if you're worried about the children, you do know that, like, tobacco is still out. Like, cigarettes are still a thing.
Yeah.
Like, smokeless tobacco is still a thing. Like, okay, so you're going to move the kids away from vaping, which is clearly healthier than traditional tobacco use.
So you're kind of you're not an anti-vape guy.
No, I don't do it personally, but I don't like any sort of hysteria. That's what's actually bothering me. It's not so much like I'm going to defend the rights of vapers. I just like to defend the rights of everybody against hysterical nonsense. And if this issue, which isn't the end of the world, they get rid of your cotton candy flavored vapes, it's not fun. Your nice citrus flavor, your orange flavor, whatever, it's not fun. It's not the end of the world. You can still get a vaporizer with that nicotine fix to scratch that itch. But imagine this hysteria, how it's played out over the last month. The media, based on whomever's feeding them this information, and along with the government, starts pushing this narrative. This is a crisis, this is a crisis, this is a crisis. And whether the people listening to radio and television, all that, buy the language of crisis or not, it leads to the government having an excuse to do something, often doing something that doesn't actually solve the problem.
Right.
But does end up taking away people's rights. So if it can happen on such a, what isn't an end of the world issue, it's still an issue for people with vape. It's not very convenient, let's say, and it's not like we're getting rid of cotton candy flavored vodka anytime soon. So it could happen to a bigger issue, though. Questions of war. Do we really want, for instance, foreign policy freakout media, the likes of Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe, talking about John Bolton's firing as such a terrible thing? No, we don't want to make our policy based on what any pundits say. I'd want it to be cooler heads prevailing, and let's deal with serious issues in a serious way. And it is amazing when you go back. You mentioned the old, kind of the bygone era of, like, Walter Cronkite and these sorts of folks. If you go back to those debates with, like, Jack Kennedy and Nixon, I mean, you started to get the television, the razzle-dazzle element. People who watched it on television said JFK won.
Yeah, people listening on the radio said Nixon won.
Exactly. So there, you started to get this optics, this TV show element. But still, when you listen or watch, it's a serious debate. It's a serious debate by serious people about serious issues, and rightfully so, is in the middle of the Cold War. And nowadays, I mean, these are serious issues, but the way we talk about them is, it's so dumbed down into sound bites and bumper stickers. And I think it's why Donald Trump in many ways is refreshing, because you know half of the stuff he says, he didn't like poll test it. He didn't like go to a consultant and go, how should I exactly? No, he just, I'm just a genius with the best words. And so it doesn't always work for him. I think the Sharpie thing last week was not exactly a brilliant moment in Trump land.
Yeah.
Even though he might have been going off models that were actually issued, still, to see that image of a perfectly, procured and manicured, like, graphic by the National Weather Service with the true cone of doom and all that stuff, and why, and to have somebody just draw an extra cone with a Sharpie at the last second. It's like, come on, guys. That's silly. It doesn't bother me. I thought it was funny, but it's still a little silly.
Oh, and it was such a big deal, and it's not a big deal.
It's not.
I mean, it's better to say Alabama and it not happen than to not say it and it did happen. You know, it could have happened, but...
But I'm glad that we clear this up, that your ailments are not due to...
No, they're not due to vaping, and I can assure you that. You know, but... You know, somebody said, I'm tough. I said, yeah, you know, roaches lived through the ice age. You know, so what do you expect?
Yeah, it's strange times we live in.
Yes, very strange times.
But we mentioned earlier, and I got this from a gentleman named Michael Goodwin. You might know him, folks. He's a columnist for the New York Post. He had an article out today, and I'm in full agreement. The headline is, Trump, the real winner as Biden again proves he's not cut out to be the nominee. And I completely agree with this. I think after watching last night's debate, despite some interesting moments, it's always funny to see these folks actually meet one another and hash these things. I love the opportunity. Republicans did this the last cycle. Whenever Democrats start fighting, like over, say, health care policy, like you're too radical, oh, you're too moderate, you don't cover enough people, blah, 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 blah. Somebody will immediately step in and goes, guys, let's stop fighting. The real person we're fighting is Donald Trump. And the seals clap. It's like such a cheap line. It's like, I love children. Yay, good for you.
Right.
You know, liquor for everybody, except for the children. Like, it's just such cheap stuff. And of course, the goal is to make distinctions between one another. And I think the more these Democrats make these distinctions, and the more, again, they move leftward in their language, trying to appease progressive, like President Trump, Beto or President Trump, is a racist. He's a white supremacist. Like, it's just like, Beto, that's not working for you. And there's a reason that's not working for you.
Who do you see? Okay, let's say Biden implodes, which is possible.
Right.
You know, I think the Democrat hierarchy is scared to death that one of the other kooks will get nominated.
I think they'd be most comfortable if they have to pick from the kooks with Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Because she used to be a moderate. Yeah. And that's what they were trying to hit her on. For instance, she used to support school vouchers. And her response is, no, I think public school dollars should stay with public schools. I respectfully disagree. In the ideal Joey world, I believe in public financing of education, not public administration of education. So if we want to give whatever method of getting dollars into people who don't have the money to educate their kids, I'm all for that, even at and mostly at the local level, through taxpayer-funded dollars. But I think we've gone too far in keeping with a model where it isn't working in certain localities. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's the beauty of this nation. I think certain voucher charter programs in certain parts of the country have been wonderful. Other parts, they haven't worked. And that's, again, the beauty of education. It shouldn't be a federal thing. It should be a local decision where people are coming together to help raise the next generation.
I'm going to be in Dallas next month, and I'm having lunch with the former Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings, who's been an old friend of mine, and she helped push through No Child Left Behind.
Oh, no.
I know. Margaret's kind of a moderate. I've kind of learned that. But, she's a dear friend. And so I'm going to kind of find out what she thinks about the, what the future of education in this country is and what the current status is, because it sucks.
And we have to find some way of getting the new technology, like information these days, in reality, outside of the public education system, information is so cheap.
Yeah.
Like it's so easy to access videos and books and articles and so many resources that can help kids learn and help parents teach kids. And for some reason, we haven't brought costs down in the official public education realm. And I'm not an expert in this field. I just find it a bit absurd when I look at it. And I'm not that far removed from school. And what I've found is, you know, don't let schooling get in the way of your education. I had some great teachers. I had some terrible teachers. It's a mixed bag. And it's really should be all about what best serves the parent and the student.
Right.
Because the parent should be the one who knows their child the best.
But these days, a lot of parents don't.
Right, and that's the other issue. We say it on these airwaves across all the shows. It all begins at home. And there's no, in my opinion, role for government in that regard. That some of that will have to be just general societal public pressure. Like, if you see your friend, and they're really your friend, you know, maybe not paying attention, why don't you say something? I mean, if you do see a kid who's not having the attention they need, the authority or guidance, maybe we need to come up with somebody who can help mentor them. I believe I heard David Woods mention something like that at the Mayoral Forum. And it's a program that's been tried in places like Compton, California, and whatnot, and it's been very successful. Kids that maybe don't have a father figure or a stable home, and get them an example of what life can be. That's the best way to learn, in my humble opinion, is a model. Yeah. Find a model that you can shape your own life after. By far, that's the model.
Yeah.
So we got to hit a break here, Jack.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, you've been listening to News and Views with Joey and Jack.
Hope you keep listening.
Yeah. You're a little off kilter today, maybe, but this is short lived.
I'm feeling good, but
I do too.
Maybe I'm always off kilter.
I definitely am.
We'll be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Work. If you take the popular heartburn medication Zantac, listen up. Health officials in the U.S. and Europe are investigating Zantac and its generic equivalents after a carcinogen was found in the pills. The chemical is called NDMA, and health officials say it could pose a danger to users. Stocks are higher, with the Dow and the S&P 500 closing in on their record closes. The market got a boost from this morning's retail sales report, which saw an increase last month of 0.4%, twice as much as analysts were predicting. Well, Juul is now in the midst of a debate internally. Does the e-cigarette maker go along with the president's plan to ban most flavored e-cigs, or does it fight back on some parts of it? According to the Wall Street Journal, which cites people familiar with the matter, some Juul executives want to ask for an exemption for mint or menthol flavors, or both. Meanwhile, the company is backing the ban on most flavors. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sounds like a broken record, but another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 98. We had a record high yesterday. I think the heat index will be above 100. Rain chances, not zero, but only about 10% today, maybe 20% on Saturday. Still very hot tomorrow with a high around 96. Then on Sunday with a high around 93, we've got scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. All of this depending largely on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joy and Jack. It's Friday the 13th. We're playing this Eddie Money song, Two Tickets to Paradise, because he passed away. His family announced this morning. He was 70 years old. He had esophageal cancer, which is pretty bad. Anyway, we thought we'd play this in honor of Eddie Money.
This takes you back right in the car with my dad. He had one of these greatest hits of the 70s albums, and he put it in the CD and listened to this. My dad will be in town. The whole family's in town. Folks who don't know, my grandmother, Helen, I called her Granny. She passed away. It was expected, but the whole family's in town now, and we're going to celebrate her life and remember
Helen
her.
Helen Clark?
Yes.
Was she a Catholic?
Or Helen Clayton. Yeah.
Married to
Billy.
I worked with her.
You did?
The administrative office of courts.
Yes.
Exactly. That's your grandmother?
Yes, sir.
I love Helen Clayton.
Helen's...
I'm so sorry, Joey. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I always knew her as Granny. And here's the great thing, Jack, is everybody who knew her has been saying the same thing as I knew her. And that consistent, how sweet she was. But she always had this kind of wry smile, sense of humor to her.
Oh, I loved her to death. I'm so sorry. She was the administrative assistant to Frank Gregory, who was the administrative director of the court system.
Yeah. And then she's
big into dance.
Yeah, after she retired, her and her husband Billy went on 26 cruises teaching ballroom dancing and other types of dances.
So she got free trips.
Exactly. She had just such
a... Is Billy still with us?
He is. He's here in town, and we're all coming together tomorrow. And for folks who knew her, it's 11 at Dalreda United Methodist
tomorrow morning.
We're doing a whole thing, and family will be there. We'll remember her life, and...
Wow. I love Helen. She was really, really nice.
Yeah, it's a small world.
It really is.
Small world. But here, let's go back to the phones. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Biloxi Gambler.
Biloxi Gambler.
Oh, yeah. Follow that. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, first day of the new show, and you kill off Eddie Money.
Well, you know, we got to make an impact.
They were already making the billboard, you know, redhead, too tall, and peg leg, and there you go. Now somebody, they're gone.
I'm still peg leg, though.
And the leg. Yeah. Hey, you can do it this way. Beamer in the leg.
Well, you know, my nickname in college was Leg, Jack Leg, and I was shortened to Leg, and I had... lunch the other day with one of my fraternity brothers who hung that name on me, and I said, you see, I've come full circle. Thanks a lot.
They were just predicting the future.
Right. What's going on with you?
That's one way to lose weight, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're looking great, by the way. I saw you at the last shindig I had at the pizza kitchen.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I feel great, you know. So I'm really.
Yeah, well, you seem like you do. Yeah. It was good to see you. Y'all were mentioning about the vape. I've been vaping probably for 9 years. Now, I don't make those clouds like the kids like to do,
right,
where you're at a red light and it looks like the car in front of you is
on fire. Yeah.
I don't understand that crap. I don't do that. I can do mine in, I'm often in meetings and stuff like that, and I'm, and you don't even know it. You can't even see it. It's just so slight.
Right.
But that was the only way I was able to quit smoking cigarettes. And I love it. My doctor loves it. My insurance company loves it. I'm no longer a smoker. My lungs are clear. Now, I gained weight, but my blood pressure went down, and my heart rate's down, and everything's good. So it is the best thing ever. I smoke a blueberry flavor. But I don't care if it has any flavor or not. That was the only way I was ever going to be able to quit smoking.
Wow.
So it really is a good thing. I hope they don't do something with it completely. What I understand, though, is like Joey was saying, is people making their own. They're putting in vitamin E, vitamin K, and THC,
right,
which is the active ingredient in marijuana. I'm not making my own anything.
Right.
So it probably needs to be regulated. I don't care if they tax it. Oh, that's another thing. I'm a Pied Piper of vaping. I tell people that smoke. I say, you're a fool. You are a fool. I mean, you're spending $10 a day every day of the week on these stupid cigarettes. And I said, I don't spend $5 a week on the vape.
Really?
There you go. Well, and if they do outlaw the flavors, like your blueberry flavor, you could do this. You could carry around a tiny little cooler with frozen blueberries, pop a bunch in your mouth, then hit the nicotine-flavored vape.
Well, that'll work. That's a good idea, Joe.
There you go.
Hey. I wanted to tell you something, Jack. It's been before you went out with your surgeries and your health, and I'm so glad you're doing better. But there was a statement made about a mafia guy. And the statement was, remember, there's a mafia guy that got killed in Staten Island. And they said, what self-respecting mafia man would live in Staten Island? And I didn't get a call in that day because I was on the road. I wasn't able to. But I want to just point out the movie The Godfather, the Corleone compound, is filmed in Staten Island. That house is alive and exists.
Really?
Yes, and a friend of mine's comedian, he looked at it because it was up for sale for $2.1 million, which is a steal in the New York area.
Yeah,
$2 million is nothing.
Right.
I mean, you can't get a decent apartment for $2 million in New York. But it's a five-bedroom, four-bath. It was built in the 30s. It was Italian, ornate, and it's smaller than you would think. It's a corner lot. But that was the Corleone compound. And, of course, it was just too small, really, for the $2.1 million out in Staten Island. They're just staying where they're at. Where they're at is a $14 million condo, but on the west side. The big house where the horse head was in... that's the thing people know it from. That was the Hearst mansion that he lived in for 3 years. It was the last place he lived before he died.
Who, Randolph Hearst?
Yes. And that was a real horse head they got from a butcher or whatever, where they kill the horses to make the glue or whatever like that. And they did it on purpose. That was a real reaction to get from the actors. They did not know it would be a real horse head, but it was a real horse head.
That's a better end than the glue factory. So.
Yeah, it was, well, for the head. But anyway, it was the rest of the horse made glue. They wanted a real reaction from those people, and you can rent that to this day. You can rent it right now. I think it's $50,000 a month if you want to have a party or weddings and... You know, you just want to hang out. I mean, it's a little bit out of our price range, probably, but it's up there, and it's a real thing. I don't know, for $2 million, living in Staten Island, well, I just don't like the weather in New York. That's the thing. So,
Well, we appreciate it, Biloxi Gambler.
All right, well,
have a good weekend.
You survived the big vape ban and epidemic. Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Claire. Hey, Claire.
Hey, I'll begin. I remember what I was going to tell you. Condolences about your grandmother.
Thank you.
What that's like. I'm sorry for that.
Thank you, Claire.
I just wanted to congratulate the new dynamic duo.
Oh.
I will feel more like calling in now. I'll feel more welcome and more comfortable. And, Jack, I met you at a McCullough.
You sure did. You served our table. I remember you and Claire's not your real name.
And I love you. Well, that may be true, but it's true for most of your callers.
Well, I enjoyed meeting you then. That was like, 3 years ago. But anyway, thank you for calling, and we always appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you for the show, guys. I'm going to enjoy this. I love you both.
Thanks a bunch.
We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Okay.
Well, that was sweet.
That was nice.
We're getting the big head early.
No, that won't happen.
No.
That's why I put Joey and then Jack.
Right.
Well, I don't want to get the big head.
I also have a natural humility. But not as humble as...
I'm sorry, I'm not a witness to that, but I hope maybe one day I will.
Let's go to the phone to talk to Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Joey, Jack, how are you guys doing?
Fine. How's it going, Eddie?
Pretty good. I've got a conspiracy theory with I want to run by Joey on the whole vaping thing.
Okay.
All right. You know how when someone's vaping, whether they're vaping tobacco or marijuana, you really can't tell the difference anymore.
It's true.
If somebody's standing there, I don't know what they're... Like, when we were out in Vegas, people were walking around. Half those people were probably vaping weed or, you know...
Well, and you can't tell by smell because of the flavoring.
Exactly. So I wonder, in my paranoid mind, is that why they're trying to do away with flavors?
Oh, so they can tell.
You can tell because let's say you were vaping as you were driving down the road and you ran a red light and you got pulled over. Again, that policeman... I don't think on the marijuana vape things it says, hey, Mr. Policeman, this is marijuana. It just looks like any other vape, I believe.
Most of them, though, I mean, some of these things I've seen coming out of California and Washington, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's just like obvious, like the labeling just screams illicit. It just screams, this is marijuana.
But the cartridge itself, that's what I mean, I've seen them here in the stores and they all look the same. And so I don't know, I'm paranoid, I know, but I wonder if that's got something to do with it.
Oh, it's probably a combination of health officials, law enforcement, and big tobacco, and all sorts
Fun
of
police.
Interests. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know the old definition of Puritanism?
What's that, buddy?
It's the deeply held fear that somebody somewhere somehow is having a good time.
Exactly right, man. Hey, but I want to tell you guys, y'all are sounding great. Good to hear you on the radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eddie. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Y'all have a great day.
As Dan says, we'll get it right one day.
Eventually, we'll get it right. Yeah. But I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Yeah, and it's
like a rusty fish hook, as my friend said.
Yeah. It's a good Friday, though. I'm glad that it's Friday. Friday the 13th is now our lucky day. It's going to be our anniversary day. A year from now, we'll still be doing this, Jack.
But it might not be on a Friday next year. It won't be.
No.
But what a day to start.
What a day, indeed. Watch out for the micro moon, folks. Watch out for the micro moon tonight.
Tell us about the micro moon, Joey.
Well, no, it'll be a full moon tonight on Friday the 13th, but instead of the super moon, it'll be a full moon, but it'll be very, very small.
Schmeel.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, did you hear the line from Senator Harris last night?
No.
Trump is just like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz. He's just a small dude behind the curtain. So we got the small dude moon going on right now. It was such a weak punch, in my opinion. Because the last time Trump got hit for being small, he's like, and Lil Marco here, he hit me on my hands. I guarantee you, there's no problem there. And then later that night, he put his meat literally on the table. He's like, these are Trump steaks. This is Trump wine. It was that night. Oh, I have to say, none of these people running to be the Democratic nominee are as entertaining as our current president.
No question. Well, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I've worked with candidates over the years, and, you know, sometimes we'll rehearse because there's going to be a forum, because rarely are there debates where each person gets to make a little speech and then there are questions from the audience or whatever. But I always say, watch out for zingers, because the delivery...
Right.
Is the most important thing, the timing and the delivery. And so many of them could never get them right. So I just, you know, it's like, if you can't pull it off, don't do it.
Yeah, comedians and people like Donald Trump, wrestlers are kind of like that. That's what Norm MacDonald said about Trump. He's funny like a wrestler. and that he's so over the top himself.
Yeah.
That you find it humorous. It's like, is he really? Yeah, he's really like that.
He really is. But we got to hit a quick break here. You're listening to News and Views with Jack and Joey.
Joey and Jack. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Eddie Money. That was the...
I can say your humble host and actually mean it, but anyway.
Well, fair enough. All right. I can say it, but I'd be fibbing.
Yeah.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack.
Oh, that rhymes, Jack.
It what?
Your name, Jack, rhymes with back.
It does.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah, we don't have much time here, so how about a quick Florida story? It's not necessarily a Florida man story, because this has to do with the legislators. They're trying to add some new rules to a statute on what healthcare providers must say, shall say, before prescribing, ordering, or dispensing, or administering opioids, regardless of any history of addiction or misuse. So if you go to the doctor in Florida, these practitioners of medicine must do this for you, these new rules from the Florida legislature. And they have to hand you a pamphlet of alternatives to opioids. And one of the suggestions, Jack, For instance, like if you're in a lot of pain, I'd imagine you can relate to that, given some things you've gone through.
Yeah.
It's instead of, you know, jumping into like opioids or, you know, heavy painkillers, why don't you get a massage?
Okay.
Which is, I guess, fine. A little bit of back pain, or go to the chiropractor. Again, fine. But when somebody like breaks something, when somebody sprains an ankle, really bad sprain, which can sometimes be worse than a break, these sorts of things, I'm sorry, having somebody rub on it ain't going to fix it.
No.
But doctors must now, even though it might not be medically necessary because the government says so, tell people these options. It's like, just back off, folks. Just back off.
You know, I following my leg surgery, because, I mean, you know, they give you the whoop-whoop drug that you get before you, they put you under the anesthesia.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They just, and I don't remember anything, of course. But I woke up in the recovery room. I remember it was really, really, really cold in there. Mm. I have never been in more pain in my life.
Oh,
ever. Ever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was, I don't care what you would have given me, it wouldn't help. Certainly not a massage. But, I mean, you wouldn't have massaged my leg anyway. But,
right. Man,
that was rough stuff.
I just always find it absurd when the government officials, especially the legislators, start to insert them into, you know, different industries that do require certain specialties and expertise. And, you know, we should have some rules of the road, no doubt. But that's a little bit absurd right there. And, again, yeah. It's this moral panic. No, I think there's more justification for being worried about opioid abuse, obviously. But, you know, it's still not exactly going to solve things. Let's go to the phones real quick. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello? 3, 2, 1, and you've lost your chance, sir. All right. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Man, scalding Friday the 13th, just got rid of a Korean customer for good. These people are out of, and I'll never walk in the door and work for a Korean again.
A Korean?
You need more context, because that just sounds like a weird racist thing to say. I'm not calling you one, but it's just like, I don't like the Koreans. Like, what the hell?
Good damn it. This man was out of control, bad temper, didn't want to communicate, and he sounded exactly like some of the Koreans the Hunt people worked for. And yeah. I ain't ever working for one again. That's beside the point.
Your
he tried
business.
He tried to make my Friday the 13th real bad, but I got rid of him. Not in a bad way, but he's gone. As far as drugs and stuff like that, I guess you guys heard the announcement about Nexium a few minutes ago.
No,
it causes cancer.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out you dump that many beta blockers in your system and your system's going to get messed up. But it's got MDMA or something in it, which I thought was the gateway drug.
That's GHB, but...
But they even named the compound, and Nexium, I remember when I lived in the country, those rednecks took Nexium like it was going out of style, guys, and acid reflux, and here's another example of products put out on the market with no vision of the future, just like the opioids, and, you know, they just let stuff go.
Well, and also, you try your best to put out the safest possible product, and people find a way. If they have the incentive, they're going to find a way to abuse it. So it's a